This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You'd have to consider Third Expression a roots band, but their roots are many and their sounds diverse. Mike Krause founded Third Expression a couple years ago in Durham. The band is a blend of jazz, country, beach music, Jamaican soul, and more. We have Third Expression in the studio today. Mike Krause on guitar, Jane Francis on the bass, Chris Stevenson on the drums, and Nathan Golub on the guitar, steel guitar, all here. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Mike, tell us about, I think one of the things, because I didn't go through the whole list of sounds that I think inform your music.
Right.
And that, it seems to me, is in some way a tribute to the music scene here in North Carolina in general and certainly in the Triangle. How would you describe the scene here?
I would say we're definitely an amalgam of a lot of different influences, certainly roots directed. There's some country, like old school country flavor. There's some... the Caribbean, the reggae thing on a number or two, will pop up. A lot of pop sensibility, maybe along the lines of Jimmy Webb, a lot of the classic 60s and 70s songwriters. Brian Wilson certainly is a huge influence on some of my original stuff, where the music kind of takes you to a different place and you're not really able to pin it down to one particular thing, but it still has an identity to it, yeah.
Uh-huh. You've been listening to, were you listening to all that music and also kind of a connoisseur of the local music scene growing up?
I'm from Philadelphia, but I finished high school in Durham back in the early 80s and went up to Boston for about 9 years, went to music school up there at Berkeley for a couple of years and then came back down to North Carolina in 93, fall of 93. So I've been here about 20 years now. But in any event, certainly locally there's been a lot of inner dispersing influence among all the local players and so on and so forth. You get to cross notes, compare notes with a lot of other musicians that you, they turn you on to things that, you turn them on to different things. But, and we're all sidemen people. We've all played in a lot of different acts in the area over the past 20 years or so.
Will you play something for us now?
Sure. Yeah, this is an original song. Nathan and I have been kind of doing some collaborating recently, and this one is called Edith's Lament. Thank you.
Edith Lament, Third Expression, live on the State of Things. They're going to be playing at the Instro Summit at Casbah in Durham on May 6th. Then you can also catch them at Marsh Woodwinds upstairs in Raleigh May 18th. I think May 6th, it should have been at Casbah if I didn't say that. Great song. You used to play, you were a drummer at one time.
That's correct.
And then you switched to the guitar. Why the switch?
I figured the guys that I liked were so good that I had to kind of get on the stick.
Or get off the stick, as it were.
In my 20s, yeah. I started playing drums when I was 10 and played until I was about 28 and started guitar when I was about 25. So it was a little bit of crossover there, but I was working at a guitar shop in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And the reason I got the gig was because I was playing drums on one of the owner's demos. And I'd always liked guitar and listened to people like Buffalo Springfield or Chet Atkins, a lot of roots rock act. And I was like, there in the guitar shop, I was like, okay, I can start noodling around with this. And I just got obsessed with it and ironically started getting more activity in terms of being asked to play guitar in bands after a while. And it just kind of snowballed. And so when I moved back down here, I just took a break from playing the drums. I didn't quit entirely, but it's been nothing but guitar for about 20 years.
Imagine if you had a job at a didgeridoo shop, how your life would have been different. Jane, I want to ask you a question because I understand that you have gone back to school. You're going to Central now and you're taking jazz.
Right. I'm actually skipping class right now.
I won't tell anybody. And believe me, nobody's listening. So
okay,
had you been interested in music all this time, or was it the interest in jazz that took you back to school? Why'd you go back to school?
Oh, that's a really good question.
Praying it has a great answer.
I don't remember a time when I wasn't playing something. So I grew up playing everything and anything that I could get my hands on, symphonic, orchestral music. The bass came later in my teens, and I kind of stayed with it and did lots of rock and blues, exploration, pop music, and I sort of hit a wall and really wanted, I also teach music, and I wanted to express myself in a different way, and since joining this band, I've had a good bit of education.
Well, let me ask Mike about that, because you kind of have gone in different directions here. You went to Berklee School of Music in Boston, you said, for a couple of years,
right,
suggesting you left there, and now you're kind of going in the other way. You started studying, and now you're just doing it.
Right. And there's a lot of, when you look at careers of different musicians, there's certainly a lot of opposing paths or paths that switch back and forth. There's a lot of players that maybe went to school and got out in the trenches for 20 years and decided to go back for more academic work. At the time, the reason I decided to take a break from Berklee was because all I wanted to really do was play.
Yeah.
And
that's actually why I left college.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a musician.
Right.
Would you play another song for us now?
Yeah, we're going to do a tune here. It's a Les Paul song, one of his more obscure songs that I don't think I've ever seen on any record, but it's called Jazz on the Reservation. Thank you.
That's the Third Expression doing a Les Paul song called Jazz on the Reservation. You can hear them live at the Instro Summit, Casbah, May 6th. Marsh Woodwinds upstairs in Raleigh, May 16th. They're here with us right now. And, Mike, you talked about collaborating with Nathan on an original song. Mm-hmm. That was a Les Paul cover. And you also work with Mike on the drums. With Chris on the drums in a cover band.
That's correct.
What kind of music do you do in that band?
That's a band in Raleigh called Crush. And we basically are playing most weekends. We do restaurant bar kind of work, private corporate gigs, weddings, the usual thing that you do when you do that. And fortunately, all the musicians in the band have also, John Heems, the bass player, has played with Mitch Easter and Let's Active and a bunch of other, Motocaster, a bunch of other original groups. And all the musicians in that band are very good, and we managed to do enough material that we actually enjoy playing so that it's not a total drudgery. Usually when you play in a cover situation, you're doing stuff you're not necessarily invested in all that much.
Right.
But it strikes a happy medium between everyone gets along, we do stuff that's palatable, and we make it work, we're successful at it. So it's a good bill-paying gig is what it is.
It pays the bills, yep. And it's doing something you like. It's being around music.
Yeah.
Does it help you? I heard you, and I know some tennis players who I thought – you know, could play like badminton in the off season to keep in shape. And,
right.
And oddly enough, they've told me to the person, no, you can't do that. That just wrecks you for tennis because the bird's too light and the, you know,
oh,
and everything
right.
is, it's just different enough to make things wrong. And I just wonder if, so I thought about musicians being
right.
in a cover band. Is that good for you to be around music all the time, or does it, is it something you have to thoroughly break from when you try to compose your own music?
Oh, geez, yeah. There's no, I mean, when I leave the gig, I turn certain elements off, and not because they're bad elements, but because I'm shifting gears, basically.
Yeah.
The thing that's really good about playing, I have to say, in a regular weekend band is that it's great for your chops. You know, it's really good for your performing chops and your hands and everything. That it gives you something you wouldn't get just from practicing. But as far as collaborating with Nathan and working on original things, I don't. My mind is fairly empty when I leave the gig, with the regular weekend gig, and I come home and I work on an idea or something, and he would come over and work on some stuff. So we're pretty much, yeah, it's about a matter of shifting gears more than anything else.
And how do the instruments that you have in this band, a bass, pedal steel, drums, and guitar, influence that music? I mean, do you want to write for instruments have sometimes?
Or? That's an excellent question, because I've demoed some stuff that doesn't have anything to do with this type of instrumentation. I like a lot of you know, early 70s soul stuff and maybe some, like, you know, stuff like Isaac Hayes or Booker T and the MGs, you know, some B3 real swampy things. And what's been kind of interesting is, you know, and then I do stuff that's what you just heard, the first song we did, which is pretty divergent from that. So it's a matter of certain things might make it into this format, certain things might not. And one of the fun challenges might be to take something that is not necessarily fitting it now and see if it can be tailored to this format.
Jane, can you do some waka waka? So, you don't have to do that now. No, I'm not
going
to ask you to do
the
funky bass right now. No, in fact, I've only got time to let you play us out so you
okay.
can pick the tune you want to do if it's an original. But before you can think about it as
okay.
I tell everybody where they can hear you next. And also, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us, Frank. We really enjoyed it.
The Third Expression, Mike Krause on guitar, Jane Francis on the bass, Chris Stevenson on drums, pedal steel, Nathan Golub. Third Expression is going to be at the Instro Summit, Casbah, Durham, May 6th, 5 o'clock, and Marsh Woodwinds upstairs in Raleigh, May 16th at 8 o'clock. They're going to play us out. But first, I want to tell you this is the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Third Expression.